An advocacy group called Together in Atlanta wants to annex Druid Hills High School, Fernbank Elementary, and Briar Vista Elementary into Atlanta Public Schools if the Druid Hills neighborhood decides to join the city. Together in Atlanta member Dave Moore is an attorney. In his opinion, the laws are already on the books to let that happen.
Georgia law provides that the schools go with the annexed students. Otherwise, an area that was going to be annexed but would not have a school.
Attorney Doug Dillard specializes in zoning and land use issues. He's not so sure the law is on Together in Atlanta's side, but he says the rub comes down to taxes if the schools don't become part of the Atlanta system.
Would the city of Atlanta then be obligated to give that share of what would otherwise be going to the Atlanta public school system to the DeKalb?
Together in Atlanta says it's too early to discuss any possible transfer of schools, but DeKalb School Superintendent Michael Thurman plans to ask the Board of Education to put $2.5 million in reserve to fight the school annexation plan. DeKalb School Board member Marshall Orson lives in Druid Hills. He says he hasn't made up his mind yet on how he'll vote on setting aside that money, but
focusing on gearing up for a fight, I don't think ultimately is going to be a productive strategy. I think trying to find a way to convince people to stay together is more in line with our mission and should be more in line with the outcome we desire.
Druid Hills annexation into Atlanta will need state legislative approval with or without the schools. And even if it clears that hurdle, it will still need the voters to say yes. Lisa George, WABE News.